This side of your relaxation tape contains instructions on how to best use the tape. The other side contains the actual relaxation procedure. For most of us, stress and tension are so much a part of life that we lose awareness of their effects and what it's like to be really relaxed. Learning to relax properly has a lot of advantages. It reduces tension and blood pressure, and the risk of a number of other stress diseases. It gets you more in touch with your body, reduces fears, and of course it feels good. Relaxation is a skill, and like any skill it can be learned. All it takes is practice. And the more you practice, the more deeply and quickly you relax. The following program is one way to ensure that you obtain maximal benefits from this tape. Start your relaxation program by listening to and following the instructions on the other side of this tape. Do this once or twice a day for a week. If you tend to fall asleep during the early part of the tape, then you should probably sit up while listening to it. Once you feel confident that you know the procedure, then continue doing it daily without the tape, possibly referring back to the tape every couple of days. As you practice without the tape, begin to put more emphasis on the preliminary relaxation of just letting your whole body relax before you begin the tension relaxation cycles. At this stage, you could begin your relaxation session by taking some slow, deep breaths and then saying relax to yourself as you exhale. With practice, you should be able to let go most of your tension just by doing this. By the third week, you should be ready to relax all the major muscle groups without first having to tense them. Start your session with slow breathing as before, and then let go any residual tension by simply working your way through all the muscles, relaxing each one as you go. Keep practicing like this until you can relax completely, just with the breathing alone. Eventually, you should be able to relax completely within half a minute. Once you have a good relaxation response going, the next thing is to spread the relaxation out into the rest of your life, so that eventually everything you do can be done in a calm, relaxed fashion if you wish. To achieve this, start by doing quick relaxations several times a day in a variety of situations. Try to do it at least 3 or 4 times a day, more if possible. It's useful to condition relaxation to a variety of stimuli and situations, such as taking a moment to relax before picking up the telephone, while sitting at your desk, relaxing before eating or before having a cigarette, or while watching TV. The more frequently you stop to relax, the deeper your relaxation will become. You really don't need to be tense to function efficiently. It's just wasted energy. When you've built relaxation into a number of parts of your life, you're ready to start desensitizing yourself to especially anxiety-provoking situations. Next time you feel anxious, take a moment to study the experience closely. What's it really feel like for you? Do you feel tense in the shoulders, shaky in the knees, have butterflies in the stomach? Everyone's pattern is different. Be careful to observe yours closely. From now on, whenever you notice that feeling, you can use it as a signal telling you to relax. If you practice relaxation whenever you start to become anxious, then in time relaxation will become an automatic response, and you'll find it relatively easy to become calm rather than more uptight. In addition, those situations which elicit anxiety will start to lose their threat for you. Thus, once you have a really good relaxation response going, then you no longer have to fear anxiety-provoking situations, but instead you can use each such situation, and each time you get anxious, to free yourself of this old conditioning. Remember that if you feel uptight, it's just a signal telling you that you've been caught up by some situation or idea and haven't stopped to give yourself a couple of moments to relax. Each time you get uptight, it's just another opportunity to free yourself of old conditioning and to become even more relaxed. But you must practice.